everyone, and welcome to the third episode of Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Damn it, Bandai! Because that's pretty much the focus of this episode.
Yes, that's pretty much the focus of this entire show.
Sad face and angry face.
Sad face. Extremely sad, crying, angry face.
That pretty much sums it up. As always, I'm Shuken Shinobi, and I'm here with...
Dawson Rider, and that's it.
And someone who misses his cue every time, but this time intentionally, for comedic timing. And Jedimon.
Okay.
2000.
Shut up! Hungry!
Sorry.
Tired.
Alright, so, let's go ahead and start. Who wants to go ahead and...
Let's let Kevin go first.
Go for it.
Alright. With my what's up?
Yeah.
Yes.
My what's up is I'm on a borrowed computer, because mine's broken. So, if anyone goes to my YouTube channel and goes, hey... You haven't uploaded any videos right now, like, for the past 4 days. Yeah, that's because it's broke, and it's in the shop getting fixed. And hopefully it'll come out soon, and it'll be better than ever, and I can do stuff. But in the meantime, I'm on a borrowed computer to record this, and it's god-awful. And I try to forget that by playing New Super Mario Bros. Wii, and the same games I've been playing for weeks now, really. I work at a slow pace.
And you're still in Azalea Town?
Shut up, man.
I'm just saying. I'm just updating the viewers.
I got the hive edge in both games now, so we're working. Things have been crazy. I'm trying to get things sorted out. And I had a wedding over the weekend to go to, so things happened. I spent some money and bought some memories. And
now you can't buy Ghost Sager.
Now I can't buy Ghost Sager, but I will anyway because... I have an addiction to crack, and by crack I mean guy memories and Daiso cards.
I think we all have that problem.
Except and for Daiso. So I have to buy Ghost Sager. And now I will stop talking to Pest on whoever's going to go next.
I'll go last this time.
Okay.
Yeah. I say what goes.
Nothing too much has been up. It was requested I talk about this, so... I've been having a lot of difficulty catching the three roaming legendaries in Soul Silver.
No discomfort going to the bathroom.
Yeah, the toilet is the answer. So if anyone is having problems catching these legendaries, go take a massive shit, and I guarantee you'll probably catch one of them. Latios.
Whatever one you're catching, whatever version you have.
I caught that one in front of my computer. That was all cool. And, But then there was Raikou and Entei, and it was just like, god damn it, they roar, and I was getting all pissed. And
stop.
So I had to poop, because everyone poops. And so
auto reply.
I sat down on the toilet and went to work, and I caught Raikou and Entei.
Oh god, too much information.
The correct answer is that's Concert on Evil coming out the back of you.
And so I caught Entei, and then I came back, and I'm like, hey, Dawson Rider, I caught Entei, and he's like, gah, la, la. He sounded like the Heavy from Tomb Raiders 2.
Gah, la, la.
And oh, then, like, the next day, or no, I caught Raikou first, and the next day I did it again and caught Entei.
And he was like, the toilet's the secret, man.
He's like, the toilet's the answer.
It is.
And he was all confused, but,
I became confused.
Really, that's about... It, I just put up the review for Shocker Rider, so you can go check that out, I guess. And, over the weekend, I spent a bunch of money, and I ordered the Kabuto, wow, I'm way off. Kuga, Kiva, Udotaros, King Taros, Ryutaros memories, the Dopant memory, Fang Joker, and G3X. So those will all be here eventually. I think we all pretty much are getting that soon, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And trials should be all of us.
And trial memories should be coming in for all of us.
And you're required to watch all of them, all the reviews.
I was expecting to get trial today, and then I woke up and I was all sick, and I'm like, argh, and then I went got the mail, and there was no box. I was like, oh.
I was expecting to get it too.
Even though we're all gonna go, I love this one. You should still watch it.
Yeah, even though we're gonna recommend it because it's a guy memory, still watch all of them.
Yeah,
and we're probably gonna ramble on about the details. Just. Ignore that part.
We might pick up the craw at some point and just go, the craw! But, yeah.
Nico!
Might tell people to fuck off. It might happen, but it's still a great review.
I tell you that, like, a show is crap, like, for example, Jungle Fury, or that one that came before it.
particularly the one that came before it.
Particularly, yeah. In fact, especially.
Jungle Fury had RJ, so it gets bonus points. Overdrive didn't have RJ.
And it had a guy from the Lord of the Rings, so...
All Overdrive really had going for it was Spencer.
Spencer and Norg. I actually did kind of like Norg.
And he demorphs to reveal Legolas.
Okay, so anyway...
Way off topic. What's the Awesome Rider?
Awesome Rider, go for it.
Pretty much just being mad that you caught the legendaries, and I'm all sad face, and I spent a bunch of money over the weekend getting all those memories, the 5 and the Dolphins and G3, G3X, Fang Joker, Punch Hopper re-release, SIC Kiva, Dark Kiva, Ixa, Mini SIC Wild Chalice, what else? Oh, Rising Ixa and Skull are finally shipped. And my Momo memory and my Televicon memory is coming.
But you could have saved a bunch of money by switching to Geico.
Yeah.
Don't forget and, Cyclone, Joker.
Yeah, I pre-ordered that. It was like a shotgun pre-order. I'm like, oh my god, Shuki, should I pre-order this? And he's like, maybe. So I'm like, fine, I'll just pre-order it. Thanks for the help, buddy.
I also
pre-ordered the Lost Blu-ray collection, so I'm pretty much broke, and I'm going to be even more broke when I have to pre-order all these exclusives we're going to be talking about. But other than that, just still playing Galaxy and whatnot, so that's about all. Yeah, Galaxy and Pokemon catching.
Speaking of Galaxy 2, for anyone that watches my little walkthrough videos, I'm sorry I haven't put any up. I'm really lazy.
All 5 of you.
I'm really lazy. There's no like good excuse. I'm just really lazy.
I'm up to 60 stars or something, so it's cool.
Oh, it's Kay. You're a smiley face.
It's Kay. I'm extra smiley face.
Extra? It's Kay. I have star power now.
Yeah.
Also, we have a special guest host for this one who's going to introduce himself now.
He's so adorable.
Welcome, Datus.
He's going to pop in from time to time. Give his thoughts.
Welcome to the show, Datus. You're the best guest host ever.
How's the fame affecting you, Datus? Ah, interesting. Interesting.
Your creative answer is fantastic.
That was very articulated. I appreciate this.
He's. I'm so glad we have like a competent guest host.
Yeah. We all agreed to vote on him. He was unanimous. He's over 18. So it worked out. He's sitting in the fourth chair right now.
Before we trail off topic even further, let's jump right into the toy discussion portion.
Yes.
The first on our list is the Bandai Premium Shop, or whatever it's called. I think it's Premium Shop. Just announced, or rather announced like a week ago, but we're just now getting to it. An SIC special set. That's
Ichigo, Nigo, V3, X, Rider-Man, and Amazon. And then silence.
Sorry, I thought there was another one.
No, that's it. I'm looking at the picture right now. Unless there's someone hiding. Is someone hiding?
No, not that I'm aware of.
I don't know, it says it displays something. It's probably a stand of some sort.
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone else.
I was looking at the little box and what it comes with.
Oh, okay.
So those six guys.
Unless it's a midget after the death.
One at a time, people.
Sorry, I get carried away.
It says six right in the title. I'm sorry, I'm just.
It says six writers.
And Shuki can't count straight. I'm spending all that money.
That's why we're here, so we can count for him. Too busy catching Pokemon on the shit house. Anyway, we're getting off topic again. Here we go.
The horrible thing about the set. Is definitely the price.
27,000 yen.
Yeah.
And it's not really that worth it for me in particular, since I don't collect all SICs. Mainly just ones I like, which tend to right now be Deno and Kiva, so I'm not going for this one. I don't know if either you are. I don't think so.
No, I'm not.
I haven't seen any SICs from you two, so.
I have zero, except that I plan on buying Zonky, because Zonky Heart.
Zonky Heart.
Actually, for Shishuki, it's more like Zonky Butt Heart.
Personal details withheld, maybe. For anyone that can't do math in their head, the with the exchange rate right now, that's about like $290.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So you SIC completists, I feel really bad for you.
Yeah, I feel bad for you. You should go over to Figure Arts.
And then I look at what's coming up in Figure Arts and Cry River too. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's about all for those guys. So
yeah, they look fine. I'm just gonna say that V3 looks like an animated figure, and yeah.
Rider Man makes me want to shit myself.
Yeah, Rider Man looks like he should be in A Bug's Life, and Nego looks like a dentist. that's all I have to say. But fantastic. All I can say is A Bug's Life 2, Rider Man attacks. That's the next one.
We haven't had a sequel for that movie. That's weird.
Yeah, Bug's Life 2, Rider Man attacks, and Finding Nemo 2, Bitches Lost Again. I just made two movies for you, Pixar. You should be thanking me.
All right. Next on the list, that also has to do with Bandai Premium Shop.
Oh yeah.
I'm really starting to hate this place. But I hate Bandai in general. My hate toward Bandai extends long past their premium shop and directly to the company themselves. Last show we talked about the end complete form, and that was cool. That was all right. And what day was it that these popped up?
Ooh, the next, exactly. That's the day.
It was the day right before all the memories went out.
It was, hold on, bring up the banner.
Friday, was it?
It was on the 28th of May.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was while episode 2 was being uploaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically right when we were complaining about that. Balls.
Yeah, we just missed it for the news.
They announced Nazca DuPont, which was basically the screw you Bandai point right there. Kiva Arrow, the final form ride of Kiva and DK, just like the Blade that we announced a while back.
We announced it.
We were the official announcement. And the Skull Boilder, Skull's motorcycle that was in Movie Tyson for all of 2 seconds, is also an exclusive. So,
well, that was...
We'll go ahead and start with thoughts, so...
I'll take this one off, since I said I was going to, so I'll take it off. Well, obviously, I was pissed when it came out. I was like, God damn it, to Bandai! Because there goes more money. God damn it. No, just thinking about it now, I'm getting mad and flustered, and I'm going to stop talking. But for how they look, I mean, we already knew what Nazca looks like, so he looks good. I'm mad he's an exclusive... I mean, because they showed it at that show and you guys were like, oh no, he'll be regular release. I was all calm and now I'm angry face.
That's what I thought, like legit.
But the thing is it makes sense to me just because he got second and not first, but still, I'm still upset. Still, I'll say still three more times. Skull Boilder is expected to be an exclusive since it appeared for 2 seconds. That doesn't mean I don't want it now. At first, I was like, oh, I don't need it. And then I thought of the cool shit I could do with it. Kiva Arrow can go screw itself because I don't need those final form ride. Crap accessories. I don't need you. I don't need you. That's all I have to say. Yeah, that's about all I have to say. I'm going to be buying at least 2 out of the 3. I'll be spending more money, but I'm still mad that I have all this money to spend. And I only got like about 3 solid weeks before more money leaves, so I'll just go cry now while you two discuss.
Jedimon, go ahead.
All right, well...
Sorry. I said I was going to go cry. Let me mute it.
Anyway, that was scary. Nazca, I mean, he's just pretty. You look at him and I'm like, yay, I'm glad he's coming soon. And then I go, oh, he's exclusive.
He's not coming out until September.
It's still soon. It's soon.
I'm all sad face because they're going to make a fire one, too. Flaming Nazca. Heat blast. Yeah.
They will.
A flaming Nazca. But he's all pretty and it's like, I see the price, I'm like, he's so pretty, it's worth the price, but I don't want to pay the price because it's out the ass.
It's and only like $400 more than some of the more expensive retail figures.
And that's $400? That's $400 that can go to something else.
You're paying more for his butt.
Because his butt's so fabulous.
It's nice and pretty and smooth.
So far we've mentioned that in every single episode.
It's so tight.
Oh my god.
We found our running gag.
Okay. It's crossed the line.
that did kind of cross the line. I'm kind of creeped out now.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot where I was. Well, Skull Boilder. Skull Boilder is a pretty bike. It makes me sad, but I'm like, oh, Skull needs a bike so I can do cool poses with a hat, a gun, and a bike.
Exactly.
And then Kiva out of them. I'm like, why are you giving me this? If I really wanted my figure to hold an FFR, I would get my FFR.
A fur?
I'll get my fur. And it's... I don't know. Money goes away. I think the end. I'm like, I want the end. I'm like, oh, but I need money, and I don't have money because of pre-orders, and then pre-orders. I can't do pre-orders, and I can't buy anything else. I'm like, I want other stuff too, and now I'm going to get the Shuki because I'm now sad now.
I just got over it.
Okay.
Everyone's sad.
I'll start and with dead. Nasuka because everyone else did. Nasuka is very, very, very pretty. His butt is fabulous. And actually, I don't think they give you pictures of Nasuka's butt. But I'm sure the figure art's butt is fabulous. He does come with 6 hands and a sword. I still think his sword looks like the Excalibur.
It does, kind of.
Like, I think they just took the prop and repainted it and cut off half of it, but... Anyhow, looks really, really cool, and I can't wait for it to come out, and I'm going to pre-order it as soon as we get all that situated.
As soon as we work on the plan. Wink, wink.
So, yeah, enough about Nasuka, even though he's pretty. Kiva Arrow, screw it. I'm a huge Kiva fan, but I don't need this. I don't plan on posing my figure arts with Final Form rides.
Yeah.
And I think the only other one that they're going to come out with is Fives Blaster, and the only cool thing you could do with the Final Form rides at that point is set up Decay, Dien, and Momotaros and do that scene from All Riders.
You can also have a Decay killing Ryuki with Blade.
Yeah, you could do that.
That was pretty cool. Like, I'm so badass, so I'll kill you with another. Yeah, well, I have a Sochaku Henshin.
You either need to get the Sochaku Henshin or, like, the Figma Dragon Knight that's coming out.
Yeah.
Whenever.
And this will be pretty.
I haven't heard about that since Tamashii Features.
Yeah.
And Skull Boilder, really nice bike. I don't know if it's going to differ at all from Hard Boilder. I don't think it's going to.
It's a repaint. It's a repaint. It is Boil Skulls.
Someone mentioned this on the HGU figure arts section. That, like, I hate to keep bringing up butts, but the butt end of... the Skull Boilder looks more detailed than the butt end of the Hard Boilder. I don't think it's any different, but it just looks like it's more detailed.
Better paint apps?
It might just be because it's all pure black and it blends together better, but...
Kind of like how you can look at the Skull Magnum and the Trigger Magnum and decide which one's more painted, but you just see they're just painted in different places.
Yeah. So, we'll see. And to add to my hate to Bandai, they announced that the Ava Unit Zero was a Robot Damashii exclusive. That's really freaking expensive because it comes with like a giant fucking rocket and another giant fucking gun. And so I'm kind of pissed about that.
It doesn't affect us common folk.
I know it doesn't. Yeah. It comes with a Gatling gun and a giant rocket. That's cool.
Ooh.
Gatling guns are cool.
I think guns are cool. Me too.
So I'm probably going to try to get that somehow because I've got the other two Evangelions and I need this one and god damn it, Bandai.
Shall we mention Shinken Red?
Yeah. The Emperor made it first and then KO sent it to Dawson Rider while I was off catching Raikou.
While he was indisposed.
And so then when I got back, he sent it to me and I was like, no, my god, shit, I hate Bandai. And then I looked at it and realized that it didn't have a date on it, and it was obviously fake.
Apparently, I just go, grrr, when I see stuff, so that's what I did.
And so we were talking about it, and Jedimon was, like, off doing his Jedimon shit. And
with
so
Donald.
We're like, okay, let's prank him.
I think it was working.
And probably, I don't know. I don't do that. And so he's like, can you make it better? And I'm like, of course I can make it better. I'm Shukun
Shinobi. Of course,
Shinobi.
I'm the Shukun Shinobi. Nobody beats a Shukun Shinobi deal, nobody.
And so I popped into Photoshop and I added, thanks to KO and the Emperor for finding all of the Japanese, because I couldn't find it on the page exactly, so they all helped me put all that together. So we put that and then Jedimon finally came on, and we recorded his reaction, and I sent him the file on Skype, so check that out right now.
It was a fun adventure.
Son of a fucking bitch.
I am not.
Sex is the first things that I think of when you start cursing like that.
I'm raging.
Against the machine?
I'm, I equals angry face?
I'm a raging towards more than the damn machine.
What happened? I swear
that,
that to God.
Happened. That happened.
No. No. Don't. Brian, if this is what I think it is, you need to shut your whore mouth.
My whore mouth's wide open, bro.
You need to shut your whore mouth. Oh, man. Man, do they have pictures besides just the banner?
I didn't get that far yet.
I didn't need to see that, because now I'm going to start crying.
I already cried earlier.
Over that picture?
I rage quit it. I, like, left the call, and I'm, like, gone.
Rage quit.
I rage quitted life. Fucking right ridiculous. We just had three, and then they friggin' do this.
Especially since we thought they were gonna do their own line. Like a Sentai Act thing.
I'd rather have the own line.
I know. Especially with all the shit coming out already. There goes another, like, 50-something dollars.
Okay, this is the part where you call Mr. S and re-pitch the idea.
Damn it.
Going, look what they did now, sir.
Four in, like, 2 weeks.
Four in a week, actually. It's five in 2 weeks.
God, five.
DN complete.
Yeah, DN complete. The three from yesterday, and now Shinken douchebag.
The three plus Shinken Reds, four, and then five last week.
Where's... Whatever, I don't fucking care. God damn it.
Goddamn life.
All I have to say is shut your whole mouth. I didn't want to see that, Brian. Why did you send it to me?
Because I had to. I have to ruin your life, too. We all kind of, like, equally ruin our lives here.
Well, you didn't have to ruin my life. You could have left me happy for, like, 10 minutes.
No, you're not allowed 10 minutes of happiness. Sorry.
I know.
And I also would like you to smile because you're on candid camera.
You're on candid camera.
Something happened I don't know about her. It's scary.
He doesn't understand.
You're on candid camera. There is no Shinken Red. It's a fake.
I hate you.
The Emperor put it together and then I added the text.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, the Emperor.
Emperor put it together a while ago and Kao sent it to me. And then I was like, fuck. And then Brian left and came back, and he was like, fuck. And then he realized it was fake. And then the three of them got together and made it more legitimate.
I hate you all. Yeah, they're terrible people.
Yes. I'll
start crying. Why would you do that to me?
Let's see.
We're pals here. Yeah, seriously, you guys sucked like donkey balls. Like,
just like Jungle Fury.
I was tired and not paying attention, and I see this cool picture. I just see Shinken Red, and I'm like, oh, it's all cool. And then I'm like, oh, man. What are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking about with the candid camera? Like, I like was out of my mind, and then they're like, oh, it's a joke. And I'm like, oh, I hate you guys. I'm going to, like, then fang on you or something. Like,
it's funny because you were swearing before you even see the picture. You just looked at the file name and it was like the file, it was the same file name that they usually name their banners on the website, except with Shinken Red added, and all you seen was Shinken Red and you started swearing.
Well, I heard swearing just when I heard the send over noise. It was like squeaky and he's like, god damn it, what are you sending to me? Stop now.
I figured it was something figure arts, and I'm like, no, what are you sending? God damn it, I hate you, Brian. And then all of a sudden I see Shinken Red in this. I got even angrier and I'm like, oh, come on. Really? Why would they do this to me? And then it just went horribly wrong from there.
It was well worth it.
It was.
It made all of our nights complete.
Made our nights begin.
Made our nights.
When we went all to the BNB.
It began our nights and made them DN complete.
Oh. Damn. So anyway, that was fun. So thanks to KO35/Mr. Yellow and the Emperor for that fun little prank.
Anyone that
believes it, like, are still floating around the forums believing it, pay more attention.
And anybody that tries to ruin your fun on the chat by disproving it, shame on you.
Let us have our fun, damn it.
Yeah, stop. Just stop.
Stop.
I mean it.
Don't stop, don't stop.
Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Oh.
Our next bit of toy-related news is, this popped up on AmiAmi first, I think. I don't think I've ever... Anyone's ever heard of it before. But the Sound Gaia Memory final box, which makes me
forever,
because I don't think there's going to be a final box. I'll keep eating this shit forever.
Yeah.
Sound Gaia Memory candy toys.
Back some more.
The lineup right now is Double, Kuga, Ryuki, Fize, Hibiki, Kabuto, Deno, Kiva, and ...
Which is, stands for three O's that they spell in the question marks.
O's!
Go ahead.
Wait, who's going? Was it me or was that...
Well, you were saying something.
I don't know what I was saying anymore. I was just saying the O, that's what it is. Some kind of joke involving that,
and the Neo Orgasm, and it's just...
The Neo Orgasm, and then the Super Climax, and then everything's just really dirty.
I think the last spot's... Either Nasco's butt. The last spot is Nasco's butt. It's currently an unknown.
It might be unknown too. Pokemon.
Which letter? Any one of the letters, or is it exclamation point
B.
or question mark?
Unknown B. Infinite butt.
It's the BNB memory. Begins night or BNB.
I think the last spot is probably either going to be O's or.
Or they just don't know what the hell they're doing, and they haven't decided
yet. Just don't know what the hell they're doing. It could be Eternal. That'd be kind of weird, but it's got to be something we're not supposed to know about yet, or else.
Yeah. Well, clearly, because it's question marks.
So it's either Eternal or O's, I think.
But whatever. Or when they faxed the list over to AmiAmi, they didn't get the whole thing, so it was cut off, and they're just like question mark. I don't know. There could be a thousand reasons. Yeah, Datus. I agree. We need to go have drinks after this.
What he says, he thinks it's 10th Sentai Ghost Sager memory.
Oh, God. Okay. You type it, it goes, buy shit!
Rainbow!
Rainbow! Shuko! Oh, God.
Dumbo! Just keeping it with the O's.
Oh, that was perfect.
I have absolutely no idea what the difference between, this Kuga and the one I just bought is.
And especially since
what's
not
going
really
on right now.
Any different noises Kuga can have.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I didn't pre-order it because they're probably all the same thing.
Maybe they'll just turn Kuga evil and then forget about it.
Probably. They're used to that by now.
Yeah.
So,
maybe it's kind of rising noise at this time or something.
Enough of that. We'll pass the next topic to Jedi Monarch, our current Ghost Sager expert, and Stint Datus.
Heading over to our Ghost Sager correspondents, Jedi Mon and Data Cypher.
About Ghost Sager Knight's upcoming toys at the end of the month and next month.
Alright, so, it's about that time of the year, 6 Senshi coming into the show to hopefully make this piece of crap better. We know what happened with Galandra. We got, gold and silver. They just came in, show went from, just an utter disaster to, oh look, I have a reason to watch now. And, after boom, boom, stop it. So, and with this new entry into the show, we have, of course, the inevitable toys, which is especially for this show. So, up first, we have his quote-unquote tension device, and we're going to explain why it's a quote-unquote in a minute. The Leon Cellular, a wonderful cell phone card reader device that looks like the G-Brace phone from Gower Ranger, which in my book is a definite plus.
Yeah, I agree.
And it comes with three cards. The Grande Anhedakado, Orca Anhedakado, and Gose Grande Kado. What did I just say? I don't know. All I know is it's the header card for Gose Ground, which is like...
Grant.
Whatever.
The guy named Grant.
The white tiger head.
He lives in Milwaukee.
It's for Grant, and you can find his name in the CS Play chat.
Hi, Grant.
Oh, man, I never thought of that. Go say Grant's aunt.
Hello, Grant and Kim.
Hi, Kim, we love you.
We do. I forgot where I was, though, now, thanks to Kim. The Vulcan header card, which is this cool little, like, Vulcan barrel spinny thing for his gun, which I'll talk about in a second, too. And it's the combined Ghost A Ground Grand, whatever it's supposed to be, card. The card says Ground. Everywhere else I've seen says Grand so far. But the card writes out Ground. So I don't know what it's supposed to be. But because the naming system would say, like, it should be Grand, since we have Wonder coming up and we have Great and all that other crap.
Yeah,
so Grand, it makes sense, but now they're like, no, go stay Ground, whatever. Well, I don't know, whatever.
Nothing else in the show makes sense. This doesn't either.
Yeah,
spent it, money.
It appears that this doesn't have an actual card reader, so they're going the DN driver route.
Oh god.
And you stick the card in.
Unified.
You stick it into the Leon Cellular, and it's like, come in line.
It has actual noises because all of his cards have a number code with them, so that you can type it into the thing and into the cellular and get an actual noise that people want to hear, as opposed to just like the same four sounds repeated in a cycle.
Right.
So that's good.
Right. Final
next
right.
Up, thank you. Next
stop tracking DN cycle.
Yeah, next up at the end of the
cycle.
He's pregnant.
All right, sorry, let's get our correspondent back now.
The end doesn't have a cycle, he's late like Wheelchair's girlfriend. And I had to do it, I couldn't resist. We have the Leon Laser, which is his cool gun, and you attach the Vulcan header to it, you can attach the Leon Cellular to it, and it comes with his Nitrodynamic card.
Weird.
Which is the Ghost Sager logo upside down with a targeting reticule on it. Which I would think you would slide into the Leon Cellular at that point, so now it's like a scope. So that's kind of cool, and you can't see through it. It's kind of nice.
Okay, now I get why it's upside down.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that until now, because like you put the cards in upside down in his thing, if I remember right. So then it would be right side up.
Yeah, you do put the cards in upside down, and now that you mention it, it doesn't make sense.
Yay.
I was making fun of you for it, and then say, yeah, you're right.
Everyone
happy face.
After the CM.
Everyone sing.
Oh, God.
We'll do some singing with a microphone. And
well, let me get mine.
What?
Nothing. Just continue, sorry.
So there's cards. His RHS has some kind of card. I don't think we saw that card yet. Unless I'm just retarded and forgot.
No, I don't think we have.
So. Fantastic! Well, and then, the final one we have is the Ghost Day Ground DX Mecha, which everyone should buy DX, because DX is awesome, even though it drains your money. And it has the Groundion, Skyion, and Seagion. I don't know, it's new
it's
form
Chinese
of
EV. Now.
I think it's Seelion.
Seelion? Whatever it is, it's new forms of Eevee. And they're all lions, and the big ground one is the header. Is it's Ghost Day Night, and he turns into the header, so that's kind of cool. And I'm not sure. Does the header that comes with it for that turn into Ghost Day Night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Like, I wasn't sure. So that's a cool plus.
It's kind of like the Wolzard that came with.
That came with the Wolfhazard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very similar.
And the thing that makes me happy about this one is that this lion looks just like the one from Dire Ranger / Lion Thunderzord.
Yeah, it really does.
So that's all good.
The Mastodon Leon header, Thunderzord power.
The thing that's a little bit weird is the other two, the sky one looks like they ripped off Ghost A Phoenix and just repainted it and put a new head on it. And then for the C one, they just like took part of the snake and put a new header on it and repainted it. And we're like, hey, no one will notice.
And they made him look like clown doofuses.
Yeah, and so you had the mecha with his little goofy face and his clown feet. And but I mean, I think it's cool when it comes with his victory charge card, whatever it's called. I forget. Victory charge.
It's so that's gonna... crap. It's like
it's crap.
It is. It's a really stupid name.
Yeah, and that's why I forgot, because it was dumb and I didn't.
What, doofus charge?
It's like ground Namek or something.
Ground Namek?
It's like ground.
It's a Namek? Where do the Nameks have to do with this?
It's something stupid, but that's the point. Go say ground in July, and then the rest of the crap in June. I know what I'm buying from it.
Of course.
All of it. Any cards.
Are you getting laser?
At some point, just like I'm getting everything, all the weapons at some point, because I want those cards. But straight away, I'm getting the RHS for the card and the Leon Cellular, like, right away, because I do tension devices, and I love doing reviews of them, and people love my reviews of them, and go watch my reviews of them, because I'm a total four at the moment. And I'm going to get the DX Mecha, because DX Mecha is awesome. And now I'll pass it to my co-hosts, who one of whom claims to not buy Ghost Sager, and the other says, I'm going to wait for it to be a Power Ranger series.
I wonder which one's which.
The Power Ranger guy can go first.
Okay, well, let's see, thoughts? Well, everything looks good. We've pretty much seen all this already. We just kind of got new scans. I already pre-ordered the Leon Cellular and the RHS, so I'll be getting that. Same thing like you just said. I'll probably wait to see if it comes to Power Ranger series before I go crazy and buy all this stuff. Especially with how stupid Gosei Grant looks to me. He's a doofus. There's a lot of names going on. I mean, Gosei Grant, and then apparently all of this stuff belongs to a guy named Leon. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but it looks cool, and I'm hoping Gosei Knight saves the show a little bit. But yeah, there's not a whole lot to say that I didn't say last week, so I will pass it to the guy that claims not to buy Ghostsager.
Okay, so in my defense, the only Ghostsager I've bought is the Tensor and the Buckle set, which I was kind of planning on getting anyway at some point, and it was at some point, it was later.
And you have a defense because you lie.
The Mini Plot, just because I needed something to fill my need for a mecha representation, and I didn't want to spend the money on the DX one.
Just a
and
liar.
Then I got the figures because I wanted the change cards.
But you said you'd definitely be getting Gosei Great. I have this on film.
Okay, and again, in my defense, I'm going to. Probably, maybe.
That's the same boat I am. I'm for sure getting that. Maybe.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we're getting Shinkenger. If it turns out that now that Saban's back in control, we start getting DX Mecha again, if we get a Shinkeno that's like exactly like the
Shinkeno?
Japanese Shinkeno, then more than likely we're going to get a Gosei Great that's exactly like the Japanese Gosei Great. So I'll just wait.
Yeah, because I'll be pissed if I spend all this money on buy shit stuff and then they're like, you can buy the shit here. Why'd you buy shit there? Buy shit everywhere, and then it turns into Dr. Seuss book. I don't know what's going on now. But
it would be totally different if Ghostsager was awesome like Shinkenger was.
Yeah.
But it's not, so...
Yeah, I would be totally pissed if that happens, considering the shit Ghostsager is.
I'm waiting until wherever we get more information about the Shinkenger adaption, which I will actually talk about a little bit toward the end of the show, but...
Alright, well, let's get Data's viewpoint on this.
It's an alarm. It means it's crap.
Don't buy this one. Quick. So everyone, don't buy this one. Stay far away. Gosei Grant.
Oh, God.
Let's go say Knight's name is Leon. Yeah.
So I do plan on getting the Leon Cellular at some point. I don't know if I'm going to get it right away. I don't think so. But we will see come the end of June how much money I have. July is a terrible month, so I don't think I'm going to get it right away.
You still have to get a PS3 for War for Cybertron.
Yeah.
Still have to go to Morphicon so you don't leave me alone there. With some crotch cam whore.
You can just push him down the stairs.
So, jumping to,
Where are we jumping? I'm confused.
up the building. Didn't you listen to the first podcast? From
toys, no, it's fine. I got this.
From toys to TV, go say night. The rumors that are surrounding him as far as his television incarnation is concerned, again, gentlemen, take this because you actually somewhat care about Ghost Age.
You know what? You know what? You suck. Okay, let's just start.
Or Ghost Age correspondent, you're out in the field. You're wearing a tie that says "buy shit" on it.
All right. Well, the going story at the moment is number one that he'll debut in episode 18. Let's get that right off the bat. Number two is that Ghost Age Knight originally was the Groundion or Groudon or whatever header he was.
Groudon. Who's Kyogre header then? That's what
I don't know yet. And
Magus.
I guess. Magus, yeah, Magus can be the Kyogre header. And he was the Groundion header, and he fought, like, a long time ago against these, I think it's against these guys who are the new villains, or something. And he did such a good job and was such in love with the Earth that the Ghost Sagers of the time granted him, like, some new powers and turned him into Ghostly Knight and made him all cool. So now he, like, fights to protect the Earth, which turns into, like, hey, it's Green Week on NBC. And, like, again, like a third time this month. Like, it's really weird. And then they, and so he's all like, hey, pollution, stopping this. And you're like, wait, we just did this. Like, they involved engines and, like, some guy arc. Like, what the hell?
Bonky Jew
and Densetsu Kagame. And, so yeah, but that's the real story and how he turns into that header to transform, and so that's why I don't think like his Leon Stellar is actually like a transformation device, because he's like, it seems like he's always Knight, and I know we have like a VA form. Do we have a definite like bodily human form yet, or is
no,
this like
just that he's voiced by Konishi Katsuyuki?
Okay, so that's what I thought. It's still
that's a
up
fun
in
name.
The air, and he. They're all fun names, unless you're a Lapa. And it's all up in the air. Like, does he have a human form? We don't know. It might be like the whole Omega, I'm a ball of light, except hopefully better handled, because it's not Disney.
He's actually a kid with a weird Scottish theme that plays whenever he shows up.
I looked up the victory charge, and it's ground drastic. I knew it was something
stupid. Ground drastic. That's even stupider than ground whatever you said.
Groundtastic, yeah.
Groundtastic. Just goddamn it, Ghost Ager. Goddamn it. This episode should be called Goddamn It, Ghost Ager, and Goddamn It, Bandai. both of you.
So, I believe that's everything for Ghost Age Knight at the moment that I'm aware of. Unless
yeah, that's about it. I'm looking at the thread page right now, and you were right that he fought the Yumaju, which is the next group of villains.
You're my Jew.
10,000 years ago, about the time that Rita was imprisoned.
You're my Jew Ranger.
You my Jew. Now Datus is going to be like, you my Jew. You my Jew.
Datus. Oh, no, we're still are gone, Datus. We went through this last week. Damn it.
Datus is a bit behind.
He's living in the past.
He doesn't want to watch Ghost Age. He refuses.
He's stuck on yesterday.
Yesterday.
That was epic.
So,
and he hates the weather, and it's not fun to make fun of the dead, but you know, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it because hopefully it makes the show a little bit better. So we'll see how it is.
It can't get much worse. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, if it's he's all retarded and he's all like, Earth, 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 bro.
Raw? Is he mean? What's going on?
If he's like stupid.
If he's like a green fuck that's like, buy burlap sacks and organic food, then I'm
like,
gonna
the only thing I read is that, like, in the first episode he appears, he, like, destroys a factory or something because they're dumping pollutants into a river or something.
What if they're making Gaia memories? Then I'll be upset at him. goddamn the pollution. It can pollute all it wants so long as they're making Gaia memories. That's just. It's okay.
Well, I think they can only carry that so far, though. I mean. The whole thing, the Car Ranger had Signal Man, and he was all like, traffic safety, writing tickets to people because they're jaywalking. Like, but of course, that show is meant to be like a lighthearted comedy satire, so. But even still, they can only.
What the hell is this supposed to be?
This is a satire of life itself.
This is supposed to be Sora and Kagiyaku Rainbow.
Okay.
Oh, God. This is supposed to be buy shit. Da, na, 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 na.
I mean, this is the ultimate whoring of toys. I mean, for God's sake, they have one character who is a Dice-O machine.
Yeah, this year they said, you know what? We don't need stories to get stuff anymore. We'll just be like, constipated, and then they'll get a new card or the new form. It's like, there's no reason. There's no story. There's no fishing of getting a Kaji key out of the ocean. You just scream and eat and cry and you get shit.
And speaking of that, speaking of lack of story, the damn arcade machine has more characterization than half the rest of the cast.
I know more about Datus. I know where he grew up on a farm. I know all this.
A farm on Eltar.
Well, he's Alpha 9 or whatever. I was kind of hoping that everyone was reading this wrong and that Gosei Knight was a human that learned to become a header, because personally, as much as I'm hoping that this makes it better, the show, I think it's a stupid story idea, like, just stupid, like a header that becomes human. I just picture a big doofus because he doesn't have a right brain, and it sounds like a stupid idea. I'm hoping that he's cool enough in personality to make up for it and really does make the show up, but he needs a lot better of a story, like.
He comes out like Pinocchio. I'm a real boy!
No, you're not. I was a header. I wanted to be a real boy. Oh, man. But I just think it's kind of a dumb idea. Let's cross our fingers, but I'm not having too high of hopes for this.
He puts in his emotion chip into his fingernail and like, what is going on?
Okay, let's stop talking about shit and talk about good stuff.
Good shit.
Double, there's a lot of rumors popping up, particularly last week, in terms of A to Z, Fate of whatever.
Shut your whore mouth.
Gaia Memories of Fate or something. Is that what it's called? Sure. We'll go with that. But lots of rumors popping up. Most of them we covered last episode. But we've got some new cast pictures.
Of the human versions of the Dopants that
Sugar
are based
Dopants,
off Double.
Boken Silver.
Yeah, he's like...
awesome to me.
He's like, Boken, just start up. And then it's like, Toriga! And he's like, what the hell?
He's all, Saga Sniper, oh.
Metal's like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something. He's all like, I'm Metal.
Metal's like, yeah, I am a man. I have Metal Man sticks. Like, I don't know. That was horrible. I had a better joke for that.
Sure, just... thought all you girly man. Now bite my sausage.
Bite my sausage?
Bite my sausage.
Oh, God. Here we go. First, you talk about Kyoko's butt. Now we're biting Metal sausage.
Heat's a hot chick. And Luna's, I don't know Jupus? What the hell he is.
He's weird. Like, I look at his face, I'm like, whoa.
And Eternal is strange. Man.
Strange man.
And Eternal is, like, the lead singer of some band.
He's the lead singer of the Japanese version of the Backstreet Boys. The Jonas Brothers, that's what it is.
I don't know, the band's name's Sophia, so...
His name's Sophia in real life?
No, the band name.
Oh, that's a horrible name.
He's the lead singer of Sophia.
Oh my God. Well, he looks like a jerk.
I
don't
know what his name is because I don't have it up right now, but I don't really care.
But he looks like a jerk, like the ultimate jerk.
He's got blue hair or blue in his
I'm a
hair.
Jerk. I turn into a concept model for a figure art.
Skull is in this movie somehow or another.
Damn you, Mandar.
He's like, I have a bike to promote. It's like, so, and then he pulls his hand out and there's a bike there. Like, and then there's this premium Bandai exclusive over it.
The little picture that this other little picture gives us of a bunch of tiny pictures. He does have the double driver, so it's probably not
driver?
Like a skull Dopant or anything like that. So did you just say a skull driver?
Yeah, did I say that? You said it's a double driver.
Yeah, he's a double driver.
Did I say double? We all fucked up. So
yeah, everyone.
He lost cool. Driver.
It's a loss. We found it. Lost. Fuck. We found it in Lost and Found. Okay, here we go. And now awkward silence. Okay. Anyway, yes, he's
and now,
in the movie.
Once again, pause for edit.
We don't know. Yeah, pause for edit. JK, we're not going to pause for editing because we don't edit this one.
Like a Jedi Mind review.
Yeah. Move now. Yes, you're in the way.
Sorry, her butt was on camera and I don't think you would like to see that.
Oh, God, more talk about butts. The third mention.
We just love butts here at...
Writers, Rangers, and Rambles.
Whatever.
Back to Skull.
Extreme will show up in the movie if that wasn't obvious.
There's Joker, he's like dodging, like, look out.
One of the pictures here, it looks like Luna's strangling Cyclone Dopant, so.
But yeah, we don't know how Skull's getting there. It's alternate, you know, he went through the wrong door in the Decade movie, like, oh shit, I'm in the wrong double universe, might as well stay.
I don't know what's going on. We'll find out.
Yeah. I support the AU Sokichi thing, because I it might just be me, but I think there's only one loss driver. I don't see why there would be.
Well, they're selling them in mass retail, so not anymore.
They just go down to Toys R Us, so I was like, fuck, I need a loss driver. I need a Joker. And then what do I do? Oh, Toys R Us. Yeah, that's it.
And then they
video.
There goes my joke. Thank you. There we go. I didn't get to say it. Oh well. I got the grasshoppers. I mean,
sorry.
It's okay. All right. At least you apologize in British.
this one.
I don't know. There could be a possibility he's alive.
I'd support that too. Cause...
I mean, what if like the Sonozaki family like picked him up and like nursed him back to health and have been holding him?
Or Shroud.
Yeah, I mean, he could still be alive. Anything can happen.
That'd be cool. I hope so, because the more Sokichi, the better. He was a badass.
Well, I still have a feeling he's going to show up in the series at some point. Like, JK, I was alive. I was just testing you. I don't know. I have a hat. That'd be cool too.
Like, JK, huh?
JK, I am Skullface.
Now I'm the third writer of the series.
JK, yeah. Hart.
Oh, God. And then there's going to be a fourth writer.
Yeah.
Shut your whore mouth.
I don't mind if Skull's a third writer, because we're already getting the Lost Driver anyway.
And we already all have our figure art, so we're good on that.
Yeah.
That's true.
We don't have to worry about any more announcements.
There's a press conference soon, so at least we know, like, the movie's, like, done, I think.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it means. I don't know. There's a big press conference for Epic on the movie and the good part.
Epic my ass. That's all I have to say.
So we'll see. Oh. It's due out in August, I believe.
I want to see it, but I can't.
And the only other thing that we know is it's set before the end of the show, and the events of the show will lead up to the movie.
Fuck.
And the movie will lead into the finale, I think.
God damn it!
It was like decade all over again? God damn it.
At least that's what it's saying right now. I mean,
it's
not gonna
be Axel pointing the gun at
them. Confirmed.
It's going to be like the Deno movie where it kind of flows into the plot. But they're like screwing us over here in America. Stop now. I want to see the movie.
Stop.
Yeah, I mean, there was parts of the show that blended in with Begins Night, but...
Well, yeah, they said Begins Night of every episode. Like,
yeah, that, but they were talking about how like the dead were being brought back to life and Skull Man and shit.
Yeah.
Trying Skull to find Man this and quote.
Shit.
It's,
and they're like... Shit didn't make sense for a while. There was an elephant on fire. I don't know what happened.
Koichi Sakamoto is doing the directing for the movie. So all of you PR fans know who he is. And he said the timeline of this movie is set right before the end of the TV series. So, damn
no,
it.
Yay!
I want him to go to Morphicon now so he can get me on the set of Double and stuff. And meet the cast. I'll be like,
Philippe Kuhn!
Yeah. Oh, man. Now I'm sad. I didn't even know about this till just now that they're going to tie it into the series.
I thought we talked about this, but I guess we didn't.
No, I just wasn't paying attention, and I'm like, now they're going to tie it into the series. Now the finale's, I'm like, what's going on? It's going to, I don't know. Help.
Jeremon, you want to give out the list of T2 memories?
I would love to. So we got one for each letter, and I'm going to do an alphabetical order in case Eugene can figure that out. So here we have Axel, Bird, Cyclone, Dummy, Eternal, Fang, Gene, Heat, Ice Age, Joker, Key, Luna, Metal, Nazca, Ocean, Puppeteer, Queen, Rocket, Skull, Trigger, Unicorn, Violence, Weather, Extreme, Yesterday, and Zone. Or if you're the thing, you go Axel, Bardo, Cyclone, Dummy, Eternal, Fang, Gene, Hito, Ice Age, Joker, Key, Luna, Metal, Nazca, Ocean, Puppeteer, Queen, Rocket, Skull, Trigger, Unicorn, Violence, Weather, Extreme, Yesterday, Zone.
Yay.
Yay.
My throat hurts now.
I definitely want to see something happen with Queen and the Queen memory. I think that would be excellent. And I want the rocket memory, just so I can like, oh, I'm a part of team Roketto.
Prepare for trouble and make it double.
Oh, God.
That'll be his tagline.
I didn't even make that connection.
I didn't even make the double connection until just now when you said, oh, God, remember trouble and make it double. Man, I am clever without even knowing it.
No, poet didn't know it.
That was awesome.
Okay, so...
So make it double. That's great.
Movie comes out in August. I'm sure people like Iga Devil will have a nice spoiler-free and spoiler-filled summaries of the movie as soon as you go see it on opening day, so... if it's vital to the finale of the show, at least we'll know what's going on.
Yeah.
Even though we won't get to see it till like a half a year from now.
At least we'll have a coherent plot.
Yeah. Coherent plot, go! And our last little bit of TV.
Where Decade has no story.
We know Decade has no story. That was last episode. Get with
it.
Yeah. I know. I'm stuck in yesterday with Thetis.
DK has no story.
Mutant. Oh, man. We couldn't have planned that better if we tried.
That was priceless, Status. That's why you're our fourth host.
Thank you. We don't even need you guest hosts anymore. Need not apply, Datus. Thank you.
Don't say that. They don't understand when you're joking. You don't. People get confused and angry.
Where was I going with this?
You said last bit of news, and then Datus is like, ah! And then we all started laughing.
Our last bit of news, our next Kamen Rider series, which will start in September, Kamen Rider O's.
Keep sending in the O's.
I called it before any of you guys. Excellent.
They saw the blooper reel, and they're like, yes.
And if you final form ride him, it'll say, oh.
It'll
be like the Deca drivers having a Neo orgasm.
Oh, God. But,
everything ties together. It's a sockle.
It's like, but there's not a whole lot to say. We just got a title and some unconfirmed, unofficial pictures. So we'll mention all this stuff more when we have confirmed information.
Yeah,
since we still have summaries to get to.
We don't want to talk about anything until it's all confirmed.
Yeah, because we don't want to like spend 30 minutes talking about this, and the next week we get an announcement like, JK, this is the real stuff.
JK, it's like Ghost Ager that started out like O-Ranger.
Yeah, Super O-Ranger. Awesome, fish like, snack, Lake Ranger. Yeah, like, fish
like
version.
Like a black Ojolite guy.
Yeah, and they're like, no way, just kidding, we're going to do buy shit instead. It's like, they had this awesome idea, cool, like, black snake villain, and then they saw a shiny ball. Like, buy shit. Now we're here. Oh.
So, episode summary time. The best part of this podcast.
Yay.
So, of course, we'll start with the good shit. Double.
Happy thing.
35 and 36. The Quetzalcoatlus arc / trial arc.
Quetzalcoatlus.
Weather arc. Whatever you want to call
it. That was good.
They're great. I love them.
Good at that. Anyway, take it away.
Wait, where am I going at?
Where am I going?
the summaries. The dumb font sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, where am I going? I'm like, you're doing the summaries. We've been over this.
So, Kurudewa, Kamen Rider Double. All right, so previously we had the whole yesterday and then extreme stuff, and it was all good, and things happened. Now I can't fight Ghost Sager. Wait, no, that's something different. So we start off, and we're at, like, this bird sanctuary. And like, dude, what the? Why are we at a bird sanctuary? I don't understand. No. A thing comes up later and says Futo Bird Sanctuary.
Okay, that's weird. Why the hell were they at a bird? Never mind. Just keep going.
I don't know. That's what I said. And then there's Axel, and, like, there's Terui, and he's just, like, staring off into the distance all lazily. And you're like, what the hell is up with this guy? And he just, like, flashes back to, like, him and his sister, and they're having a play date, and she's like, oh, Ami-chan, it's so cool. He's like, here's a present, you got a promotion. And he's like, oh, what is it? And it's a protective charm chain. I don't understand. Maybe it's a cultural thing, I don't know. But you give protective charms when you get a promotion. I don't know. But like, this is the brand you like, huh? Because I didn't know there were brands of protective charms.
once again, I am completely
I think it's the same symbol that's on the back of his jacket. I don't know for sure.
It is. He got that jacket custom made for a con, and then he's like, check out the back.
And I wanted to do that joke, and not check out my kick. And so he's all, like, excited, and then, you know, all sad face because his sister's all dead. And he sees this girl, and he's like, hey, you look at my sister. And it's like, oh, wait, no, you're not. She's dead. And this girl comes up, like, oh, pretty lady, tell me about the birds. And she, like, pushes her to the ground, and she's like, no, bitch, get away. And he's like, dude, what the hell? It's a little kid. And he, like, grabs her, and it's like, oh, look, connector. Like, but it's, like, all huge and creepy looking. And he's like, wait, you have a guy member? She's like, dude, get away. Like,
it's infected.
Like, step off, man. And he's like, dude, you, what the hell? And he's like, dude, get out my grill. You don't know what's cooking. And he's like, no, I'm gonna find out what's going on. And she's all like, oh, you're a pervert. Pervert, help me, pervert. And I was like, dude, what the hell? I'm like, a guy grabs him and yells at him, and he gets hit with a green slipper. Wait, it's Shotaro and Akiko. God damn it. Squeaky voice. Yay! And so everyone's like, oh, you're friends with him? And they're like, oh, God, we're about he's to get mobbed, right? Yeah.
Stop, he's a cop.
So run away, run away. There'll be X crime in the city. You know, and so we get the theme where like, the booty with the gossip. And, so cut back and I'm like,
I just squeaked.
So Axel, like, man, what are you doing here? And he's like, don't ask me questions. What the hell? I say this all the time. And then he's like, so what are y'all doing here? You know, because it's cool the other way around. And they're like, well, these kids came and they brought their piggy bank. And they're like, there's this chick that talks about birds, but now she don't talk about birds anymore. She's all mad. And she beats us with, like, a stick. And so, like, can you, like, figure out what's wrong with her, make her better? And Shotaro's like, I can't take your allowance, kid. Take this piggy bank back. It's a tongue twister. Say it 5 times fast, but not right now because I'm talking. So he's like, I need your kind heart, and that will supplant me. And Akiko's like, we need money. What the hell? We can't do free jobs all the time. You gotta pay the bills, man. And he's like, well, go back and take some more of them pictures like you took. And nobody got that joke. It's okay. I saw the pictures. No one else did, apparently. Trust me, you don't want to see them. Anyway, so now we're back at Sonazaki's mansion, and Sokka's eating like 50 plates of.
You can explain this to me later. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry. Pause for editing, JK, we don't have it.
Hang it, man.
Just go.
And Ryubi's all like, so I'm storing a memory and it's missing. Asaka, did you take it? And he's like, I don't know, man. It's like, oh, so you did take it. And he's like, look, I made this vow 10 years ago and pretty soon I can, you know, fill this out. So whatever. And Psycho's all like, dude, like, he's gonna like sneaky if you like take that tone with him. And he's all like, man, I can take him. And she's like, really? Like, yeah, I can take him, dude, whatever. You just be ready, you're gonna take over with me and it's all gonna be good. She's like, alright, I'm gonna be ultimate being and we're gonna take this shit out. It's gonna be great. And then so then we're back at like Squeaky Voice and her two compadres. And they're all like, ah, oh, the kids are worried about you. And she's all like, ah, oh, I'm all sad face now. And this monster dude, and all of a sudden it's raining, and like, oh no, he's coming, I'm scared. And it's like, well, you know, that's what happens. And this guy, apparently this monster, which we, you know, weather dope on, because he just kills people randomly for fun. And she's raining, and it's with her dad. And, yeah, reverse those sentences. And so all of a sudden, like, lightning comes and strikes her dad down. Now he's dead. And he just comes up, weather, and just, like, smacks her with a connector. And is like, ha 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 ha. Soon this will be complete, and I will be the ultimate life form. Wahaha, lick my lip. And because she does that kind of thing. And stuff happens. And weather shows up.
You forgot the part where it doubles on the bike and chases after the giant bird.
That's at the end, man.
No, it isn't.
Everyone just chill out, man. It'll be fun.
That's at the end of this episode. Bitch, please. So, like, he's like, this will save you. And he's like, oh, God, the Bakemono is back. And so then they're all like, ah. Philippe. And then he's all, oh, and they're all like, yay, we're going to fight now. And
he's actually in the middle.
I'm going to get you. He's like, ah, Shinkro. And so we come up and transform, and they fight. And then, like, I don't understand how this works, but apparently he can make the rain only rain on double. And then it drowns him, kind of, because the water starts rising, but it's like a force field. I don't understand.
He's wearing a helmet. How he makes force fields too?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wearing. It's confusing, but he's like, weather. And so he's all, Teru Ryukun, watch this. And he, like, smacks a cloud around him, and lightning just starts shooting him, like, 50 different times. And he's like, haha, you're weak. You can't stop me. And meanwhile, like, he's just getting, like, smacked around like a little woman. You know, who's just gotten beat by her husband. And Weather goes over and, like, grabs the girl and is like, ah, good, good. It's coming along nicely. I'm going to put this memory in sooner and it's all going to be awesome. Yes.
He became Where are the Batman. Drugs? Sorry, it's too many interruptions. Sorry.
And, so Axel just, like, gets, like, you know, man-raped and canceled, and she's all, like, oh, no, I'm scared. And, like, extreme, and it can break rain. And that was all good. And I'll put it in. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to fight you guys now because I'm a woman. So fog disappear because now he can teleport, too. I really don't understand how these things work, but whatever, because the show's cool. So it's like, you're a liar. You're going to protect me, but you suck. I hate you. So he's all, like, he runs off. And then Philip's all like, ah, I do lookups. And it's like, it's the Quetzalcoatlus memory, and it's a snake god. That's why it's all shaped funny, and it can fly, and it's like, oh, God. And he's like, you remember that story we did a couple weeks ago with, like, Invisible and that Lily chick? And it's all like, yeah, like, we did. And he was, like, trying to, like, kill her and use the memory. And, like, yeah, we're doing that story again. What do you mean we're doing this story again? Yeah, we're doing the story again. Aw. Why? Trust me, it's all good. It's going to be great. You're going to change a little, and it'll still be better than Ghost Sager, even though it's a rehash story. Okay. We'll go with it. So Ryu runs off, you know, so that there's no robots around, and Akiko's like, I'm going with you! And it's like, oh, God. I'm scared now. What's going on? And he's like, oh, I'm squeaky voice! Where's Ryu-kun? And, So meanwhile, we find out about Isaka's vow. So he, 10 years ago, became a doctor, and he sucked. He was, like, terrible. So he gets, like, tossed out of places, and he comes across Ryubi, like, just killing people.
Because he was groping all the patients.
Yeah, he was probably groping patients. You know, you shouldn't do that. So he's like, oh, I want that power for myself. I'm going to take your Gaia memory. He's like, you know what? If you're worthy, someday you'll encounter Gaia memories. But until then, piss off. So he's like, fine. I one day will have that terror memory all to myself. And so now he's all, I want that terror memory, bitches. And Psycho's all like, ooh. They're sold out. Even the restock. And Psycho's all like, this makes me all hot, father, now knowing your true motive. And it's like, all right, that's weird. And, So now we get to Ryu and Akiko, and they're in a forest with fog. For some reason, there's fog. And he's like, this is where I met Shroud. Yes. Come out, Shroud. Give me power. And the ground starts lighting on fire, but not burning. So it's all, like, creepy, like Moses-like. And, mommy woman. Oh, and like, dude, can you please, like, shut up for, like, 5 minutes so, like, we can get some stuff done? I don't wanna. And so she's all like, no. You no longer have revenge, and so I don't want to help you. And so he's all like, fine. And like, shoves the engine blade in her face and is like, give me power, ho. And she's like, all right, come this way. Like, really, does that work? Like, you would think it wouldn't work, but apparently it does. So, while they're off, you know, doing some Akiko shit, Shotaro finds the chick, and apparently she meets a bird. They see a bird named Henry. I don't know why the bird's named Henry. But, no, I was about to sneeze. And so they...
Hold your nose.
I'm trying. So, you know, he's like, hey, that guy's trying to protect you because, like, Weather killed his family. So, okay. So he's not going to die. It's all going to be good. Weather comes up and is like, hey, I'm going to show her some...
I'm going to show her some sneeze. Oh my gosh.
So like he's like, best. I've got this test memory here. Watch this. Quetzalcoatlus, and throws it into a parrot.
Such a long name.
And it turns like this giant flying creature thing. And it's like, oh god, oh god. Cyclone Joker. Hard boiled her because now it's grabbed the chick by the backpack and is flying away with her. It's like, oh crap. So it starts shooting lasers at him. I don't know where it got lasers from, but it shoots lasers and they're like, hey, Revolgari time, Revolgari! And they're like, hey, Shotaro, let's go in hard turbular because it's all in the air. And yeah, and the hard turbular is the right name. And so, like, okay. And then you open it and it's like, wait, this is Axel Gunner. Like,
it's all waving and shit.
Waving at him and you're like, dude, it's Wally. And I get to take a wrong turn at Albuquerque. And well, let's use Wally. So they combine to Wally and they're riding around and they're like shooting crap at him. And they shoot it out the sky. And well, they shoot her out the sky off of it. And he's all Luna, Joker, stretchy arm, grab, save. No and they're like, hey, let's do this. Cyclone, Joker, Extreme, and like Prism Beaker, Cyclone, Maximum Drive, Luna, Maximum Drive, Hito, Maximum Drive, Joker, Maximum Drive. And then they like throw the shield onto the gun and it's like spinning and it's all cool. And then he jumps on it with a Prism Sword and he's all like Prism Maximum Drive. And I don't know why I didn't do that one in the voice either, but
totally.
Prism Maximum Drive. And it, like, shoots him into the sky. Now he's all Kit Cloud Kicker. And he's just, like, flying and swooping and, like, slashes through the thing and, like, blows up the memory. And it's all blowed up. And then, so you're like, hey, back to Axel. And we're at a motocross track for some reason because I guess Ninja Storm now.
They bought all that stuff from Storm Chasers.
Oh, I want to find that.
Chargers, sorry.
Storm charges and punch the chick in the face. Anyway, sorry. So she's like, okay, Terry Ryu, get on this bike. We're going to do some training.
Yeah, that's it. I said Haley. They're both the same.
Oh.
They're anyway. Just like Dawson Ryder and Dawson Ryder blog. The same person. I'm sorry. I need to shut up.
So that was episode 35.
Okay.
Now, episode 36. Double Kunkai Naiwa. And we get the little recap, and I'm not going to do it because we just did it like 10 seconds ago. You heard me do it. So, we're like, hey, Isaka's like trying to molest this girl. Really? And he's all like, hey, what's reinforcing your heart? Why are you not succumbing to this like thing? And she's all like, oh, I'm not going to tell you. And he throws her in the
little. Why aren't you coming?
Because she couldn't find the.
You beat me to it.
So, once again, I lost my train of thought. Oh, so Double comes in and he's all like putting in his maximum drive, Cyclone, Hito, Luna, Joker, maximum drive, and he's all like, run away, I don't want to fight. Like, Badger, run away. And so then, like, you get to Shroud, she's all, here you go, toss, try out a memory. He's all like, whoa, it's like a traffic light. That's cool. And she's like, try it. And he's like, okay. Oxel. And then he like transforms like, Shin. And he goes and then he like pulls that memory out and like sticks it in. It's like, trial. Zoom, zoom. And then he's like, eh. Turns yellow. It's like, oh, he turned yellow.
He turned into a banana.
And it's like, eh. And he's all blue. Like, oh, he turned blue. And it's like, really, Akiko, you're freaking obnoxious. And then it's like, BX time in the city. Anyway, the voodoo skase. And so there we go. And meanwhile, because they don't want to go back to that because that'd be too cool. We go to, like, Philip, and he's all, like, looking up stuff, and he's on her arm. He's like, oh, look at that. You got connected. British. Like, it's all huge, and it's scary and bad imagination. And he's like, so, your fear, and it's making it grow bigger or something, and Terui is making it stop growing because you feel he's cool in your heart. I don't know. Some stupid crap. Just you feel it in your heart. So, meanwhile, back to the part we want to see, Axel trial.
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Super Best Friends. Shroud's all, like, making a landslide. Because the landslide falls. Weird things happen when I do these summaries. Clearly. And so she's like, all right, break those rocks. So he's like, all right. There's like breaking crap and a big one. He hits the big one and like throws him backwards. He's like, what the hell? I'm not strong anymore. She's like, you don't need strength, man. You're fast. You're like Sonic the Hedgehog. You run around up to some dude and you kick him in the face. And if that doesn't work, you kick him 10 more times.
Like, you just keep kicking. He can really move.
And if 10 doesn't work, kick him 100 times. And you just keep kicking him until he's pulverized. Just vaporize him into little atoms. Just kill his ass. And they're like, okay, you need to, like, calm down. And so then he's all, like, he's like, again. And he's like, all right. So he goes and he pulls it out and he's all, like, trial. And he starts a little timer. And he runs and he runs. And he's like, I'm losing control, losing power. And he, like, loses transformation because it times out and it explodes. And the memory, the rock's about to kill him, and Shroud makes it explode. She's like, haha, I have a timer in it.
Because apparently she has a detonator in everything.
A detonator in every rock. I don't understand how it works. Oh. Porto! And, I'm angry now. And so she's like, hey, if you can complete this course in 10 seconds or less, you can master maximum drive. Can you do it? Don't ask me questions! It makes me vexed! What?
Okay, Oja.
So now, Psycho's shaving her man, because she needs him all silky smooth for when he fights, you know, Terror. And but, like, he takes the blade from her and just starts shaving him for him, because he's this, that kind of cool guy.
And he's like, just filled in.
He's like, he's that cool guy! And he remembers him. He's like, I remember you. You want me to get my memory, and you can't have it. And he's like, all right, well, I'm just going to take it because I can beat you, and I'm pretty soon going to be the ultimate life form. And he's like, really? Really, you think so? Well, I'm going to show you true fear. Ta-da! And he's all like, bring it, ho! And then, like, all of a sudden, Abu appears, and he's like, Psycho, what are you doing? You going to fire on your dad? And she's all like, yeah, bitch! And she fires, and he's like,
fuck.
And she, like, pulls up, like, a shield of that liquidy stuff that appears under him when he's Terror. And it, like, blocks you. Like, dude, what are you doing? Like, it's like Dooku with his lightning. And just like, what are you doing? Like, I'm powerful and you suck. So, actually, I'm like Palpatine just going, what are you doing? Like, I'm ultimate power. And so, he's like, whatever. So then there's, like, you know, walking out holding Miku. And she's all scared. Like, ah, Miku! And, like, somehow they disappear. Like a puff of smoke cloud explosion. And so we're back to Ryu, and he's got this moto suit on, and Shroud sticks the memory into the bike, and he goes through the course, and Aki goes, oh, Ryu-kun, yay! And he does the course, and it's like, ah, 13 seconds. Because apparently it's not under 10 seconds, he gets an electric shock. Like he's just touched one of those dog wires. Or like one of the Joker's buzzers or something, like he's like, do it again.
The Joker.
So he does it again, and it's like 12 something.
She keeps her hoe on a leash.
Yeah, it's just, he's just getting pimp slapped.
It's running wild, man.
And so she's like, you lack hatred. You need to hate. Hate. Hate.
Man, how do you breathe?
So like Akiko panics and calls Shotaro, and she's all like, ah, motocross, 10 seconds, electricity, ah, get over here. And he's like, what's going on?
And then he's confused as the chicken.
And he hears that, like, he was all unconscious and in pain or something, and the chick overhears this, and she's like, oh no, I lost his necklace, I have to go search for it. So whatever. So, and we cut to Psycho's company, and she's talking to Wakana, and she's like, Wakana, like, you know, Wakana's like, dude, like, what the hell, like, you know, dad, like, loves you, and you put all this work in the company, like, you know, why are you doing this, man? What's up? What? Why are you doing this? Why are you being all crazy?
Dad's a fool.
And she's like, ha, you don't understand. Daddy doesn't love me. He doesn't pay attention to me. I'm just a tool. He loves you.
Daddy wasn't there.
slap me around, but he loves you.
Changed my underwear. Sorry. I'll stop now.
No, that was actually quite good. And I enjoyed that. And so she's like, well, I have to get rid of you now, too. And it's like, why are you a serial killer all of a sudden? So she's on the roof. And all of a sudden, like, Velodon shows up. And it's like, oh, Miku. And it's like, damn cat. And he blocks the shit, and he grabs Wakan, and like, flee to safety, yay! And cut to Ryu, and he's kind of asleep. And you know, he's just laying there.
Useless as always.
Useless as always. And, but in the meantime, though, the chick has found the necklace and has found Weather DuPont, so that's always fantastic. And he's like, hey, I'm going to beat the hell out of that policeman, and it's going to, like, make the connector finish, and I'm going to be cool guy with, like, wings, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to go beat Terror and take his memory and junk, and it's going to be, like, a Valley Girl time, and
awesome.
And then Ryu wakes, it's, like, awesome, and, like, Ryu wakes up, and he gets, like, the Beetle phone just flies at him, and it's like, and it's like, what is this? It's like, hey, it's me, hey. Web, that guy you hate, like, hey. Why are you getting this number? Like, how'd you get my number? And he's like, hey, if you don't come here and, like, fight me, like, by yourself, I'm going to kill this chick for fun. Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. Mandark, whatever.
Ha 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 ha.
Dee Dee.
Like, no, Mandark, I will defeat you.
That was good.
So he does the course again, and she's like, I know he's going to do it. He's all fast. Time and Charles are like 9.9 seconds. You pass, and he's like, she's like, now I'm leaving. You can have trial memory, and he leaves, runs away. He's like, tell Hidari and Philippe, I am leaving. And it's like, whatever, like I don't care. And so she, Shroud's leaving and drops the little thing and a stopwatch, and Akito picks it up and is like, hey, wait, this is 10.7. You lied. And she's like, yeah, I did. He doesn't have hate anymore, so I don't care about him. I'm, like, bored now.
I'm going to go find myself.
Yeah, I need to go find myself.
I'm in San Diego.
I need to figure out what's... figure out what's under these tape all this time. And so he's speeding off on a bike we haven't seen him use since his debut. And now, you know, so we're like, hey, look at that bike he once had. That's all cool. And
wonder if that'll be an exclusive.
Probably. And you know, because Bandai wants money. Like Ben, and damn it, I did it again.
Like, it's okay.
And Saka are sitting under the umbrella with a little table and some food, and he's like, "I didn't expect this." She's like, "What?"
That's a boner. Like,
I just wanted to get close to Ruby. That's why I wanted you, but now I have feelings for you. This is weird. And she's like, "Oh yay, let's make out." And then he hears like the motorcycle. And he's like, I'll be back.
Damn it, Axel, you always ruin everything with your obnoxious engine sounds.
He's like, I'll be back. And when I do, show me your true form, and not just your DuPont form. And it's all romantic, kind of, not really, because he's all creepy perverted. And so then he runs off with his umbrella and his bowler. And so we're going to fight, and he's all like, Weza! And he's all like, Axel!
Where's the props, like, man? What happened?
Look, I do the voice and the prop. There you go.
There you go. Thank you.
And I don't have trial, so it gets disjointed.
Or whether it's, yeah.
Haha, I'm going to beat you. And he's all like, you know what? Fine. Tryud. And he's like, ah, you have a new memory. But it's no good. I don't care how powerful it is if you suck at life. And he's like, oh, that's just rude. Just lightning everywhere. Lightning. And he's all like, haha, fight this. And he's like just dodging the lightning like a badass. And he's like, haha, you can't hit me. You can't hit me. He's punching him. And he's like, haha, haha. And he does a little cloud thing. And he's just like dodging like he's like friggin' Muhammad Ali or something. Like he's just like, you can't touch me. Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. That'd be great.
And he's like, fine, I will show you Trial's power. And Akiko comes up with the, you know, our double compadres. And he's like, no, Ryukun, you didn't make it under 10 seconds. You can't do it. And it's like, he's like, well, Wheelchair did it in under 10 seconds. And, and so Shotaro's all like, no, he'll do it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. And he's like, I got to do this. And he tosses it up in the air. He's all cool this way. And he's all running and running, and he's like, oh, the timer's taking 5 seconds. And he runs up, and he's like punching him, kicking like he's all freaking like Chuck Norris combined with Sonic the Hedgehog. Roundhouse kick, side kick, bam. He's beating the hell out of him. And it's like a treadmark T appears on him. He's like, he's getting beat the hell up. Like, and the thing drops, and he catches it, and it stops at like 9.8 seconds. And he's like, ah, 9.8 seconds. That is the time to despair. And he's all like, no, and blows up with a fiery explosion, all PR style. Because that's just what happens. And Sekko's all like, Hisako-sensei, how could you be beaten? No, Hisako-sensei. And like the weather memory explodes, and Hisako's all bruised, and his bowler falls off. And so then like, he's like, how could you do this? With hatred of me, and he like picks up the and like Ryu goes and picks up the Quetzalcoatlus memory and like crushes it. He's like, no,
I'm a badass.
Not my hatred of you, and the connection disappears. And he's like, ah, because I'm fighting for this chick, and it's all good. And she gives him back the charm. He's all like, yay, I got my trinket back. And
that's Ryu's voice.
Ryu sounds like a Kiko.
He's been around her too long, and like, Hisako starts, like, breaking out, because if he's going through puberty, except instead of acne, it's all, like, connectors or something. And Philip's all, like, he's been using too many guy memories. And he's like, don't think this is it. Ah, all your fates are set by that woman named Shroud. I'm gonna see you in hell. So he disappears. He, like, burns up.
Like, bitches.
He's all, like, I'm out, yo. And so,
Hisako out.
He's like, I'll see you in hell when I pass the guardian of hell, Dekamaster. And so he's like, all right. And then he turns and you see Psycho, and she like drops to the ground, and there's Shroud behind her, and it's all kind of cool like. So all those dickholes were like, Shroud is Psycho, can just go suck it now? Because it wasn't true, and we kind of figured it wasn't true, but they wanted to be dumbasses like that. And so now we cut to the little post-mission epilogue, and the chick's all back with birds and kids, and everyone's happy, and the kids are like, hey, Shotaro, you saved the day. And he's like, no, it's that guy in the gay red jacket. So they run over, and he's all asking him questions, like, little kids, don't ask me questions. That's not how I roll. And, it just kind of ends that way.
And it just goes black, and it's like,
fade to black with, promos of Kamen Rider, Chōdengo Trilogy, Zan Mu.
Zan Mu.
Episode Red, Zero No Star Twinkle.
Star Twinkle.
That's Star the name Twinkle. Of the thing. I didn't make it up.
I know, but it's just funny.
It was such a dumb title, I couldn't make it up on my own.
Star Twinkle.
That was it for that. Cool opening to Trial. I enjoyed it. It was cool. Cut to you guys. Because I don't want to talk anymore for the moment.
You go first.
All right. Really awesome set of episodes. 35 was kind of a bit bland, but still totally awesome because it's double, and you can't really go wrong. There really wasn't anything really cool in 35 except giant bird and firing off Wally and flying on a shield. So that's cool, but Trial was awesome. Like, I'm not a huge Trial fan. I've grown to accept his character and appreciate it, but Shotaro and Philip are just so much better.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about Axel. Like, I'm not a huge Trial fan, so I was confused if you're a fan of the four.
Trial fan? I'm sorry. I meant Axel.
I'm like,
But the Trial memory looks really fun, and hopefully I get mine tomorrow so I can play with it.
Me too.
But,
can I play with it together?
Sounds like a date.
Yay!
Oh my god.
It is. Play date. I can't wait.
But first appearance, really cool. I watched 37. Still haven't seen Trial again yet, but well, we almost did. But we will get to that in 2 weeks, I guess, if we keep doing this double episode. Like, we might not, because that seriously took a half hour to cover double. So
I think we only did it because of the Decade movie, so I think we're going to do one episode a week usually.
Okay, so next
unless
week
there's a confusing movie.
Next week we'll talk about 37, have some fun. But Trial was awesome. Don't miss this episode, even though you probably know the entire episode now. So awesome. Thumbs up from me.
Apparently there's Austin Power references in the episode also. Nice. You have to be following a lot of stuff to get these summaries. Yeah, basically same thoughts. It was awesome. Double's always awesome. 35, it was like a prequel or a prologue to 36. It was a decent setup, and everything was cool, and Trial looked awesome, and was like, oh yeah, I was really shocked that Weather died. I didn't expect him to die at all. I'm like, where are you going? Stop. You're supposed to be like, JK, I'm smiley face. It was an illusion. That's what was supposed to happen. But especially when he was being shaved and he was talking about, oh, I'm going to take over Terror and I'm going to be the most badass ever. Check out my wings and my illusion. I was picturing like Weather being like the final big bad villain, you know, having so many memories and so many powers. And that'd be a really cool enemy to fight in the end. But he's gone for now, so I was pretty shocked about that. But overall, yeah, two thumbs up, Squeaky. So yeah, a great episode. So even though you've talked for about 30 minutes, Kevin, your turn.
Sorry. Do you want me to get right into Ghost Ager?
Yeah.
He said it was awesome. We all agree it's awesome. Go watch it. Double is awesome. Best commander ever.
Okay, so... Bicep time. So 15 starts with this new dude coming in named Targato.
14. Who, you said 15.
I said 15. My bad. 14. So this dude Targato comes in, and he's like our commander level. And I like his because his name, if you haven't noticed, the names are based on sci-fi movies, and this is based on Stargate, and I love Stargate, so it's awesome already. And but that's kind of where the awesomeness ends for the episode. it really is. Like, I'm not exaggerating. So Mons Drake's all, Darapuda's gone. We have to go kill this Ghost Day Angel.
Darapuda's
like, all
right. Gone. Sad face.
Sad face.
Sad face. Sucks. Sad face even more. And he's like, fine, I'll go kill him. I'll be your right hand man.
Sorry.
Like that. And so we cut to like Hyde and Monet arguing because he's like, you're a kid. I'm not a kid. You're a kid. I'm not a kid. You're supposed to be jolly. Like, yeah, well, you used all our food, bitch. And he's like, oh. They're like, eat this up. And then, like, Datus comes in and is all, Worstar!
See, he or fell asleep during Ghost Ager 2.
Datus.
So then we're all like, da-na-dun-sana, da-na-dun-sana, Aesuru Hoshiwo, we all hate this song because it's annoying. And then
it's spammed on the CS chat.
So now buildings are, like, sinking into the ground, and the Ghost Age is like, oh, crap, let's split up and find the War Star. So, like, they find the Target guy, and they're like, hey, let's go to Target. And,
there's an employee outside of the CS Toys building.
So, like, he starts to suck up Monet, but then, like, Hyde comes in. Monet, and Hyde comes in, so like Hyde pushes her out the way and he sucks on Hyde instead.
Sucks on the big blue giant.
So Monet's like, no, I can't let you go alone, so she grabs on him and they get sucked into the hole. And pause for naughty joke reference. And
damn.
So he's like, haha, I've got two of them. The other three come in and they're like, hey, would you do to our pals? And he's like, huh, I swallowed him up. And then he gets beats the hell out of him. And they're like, oh, we got to retreat. And they're like, but we can't leave them. Like, we got to retreat because bad crap will happen otherwise. So they run away. And,
Run away.
And Datus is all panicking some more. And they're healing Agri and just crap. And Hyde and Monet are in like this little box room. Like, it's blank walls. You can't see anything. And they're arguing. She's like, stop calling me a kid. Like, we need a plan. Stop calling me a kid. So, whatever. So, they transform and they start blasting everywhere. And she's just going to do stuff. Like, we need a plan. So, like, he notices while she's beating the wall with her claw that, like, hey, this thing at the top does some kind of little vibrating thing. I don't understand. But he's like, I think we got to come out of there.
There's vibrations in the hole.
Yeah, that's where wheelchair sits. And
oh, that's the third one. We need to have like a counter that goes bing.
It's another butt reference. And so meanwhile the other three Ghost Agers who aren't trapped in a different dimensional gateway are
Axel. Where the hell did he come from?
He got bored now that Weather's dead, and he appears. And not really, because if I don't say that, somebody will get mad and think I'm joking, and I'm joking, so don't like send us hate mail.
Yeah,
and or like spam comments of angry douchebaggery. And so so they're getting beat some more, and so finally, like at the last second, like Hyde and Monet like use some seek power and some blasting, and they jump out of the thing, and they're like, "Hey, we're back, guys." And, oh, yay, awesome time. So then they fight him, and they start doing cool, and they're like, hey, we're going to do that back-to-back fighting thing because we're cool that way. And it's like, whatever. Like, and they finally, they just, like, we knew you'd come back. Yeah, whatever. Go say Buster. We're going to blow him up. We blow him up, and, like, BB bugs come down, and there's some vampire action. And, hey, look, oh, yeah, I forgot a part where we're like, we summon the headers. This is the second cool part of the episode. I forgot about this. Before they, like, blow him up, because they use the Ghostly Buster, but he's still there, they summon all the headers, like, all nine brothers, and then they, like, swirl around and, like, beat the hell out of him, and then they, like, attach him to the guns and shoot. And that was cool, because I like the headers. But anyway, back to where I stopped. So we summon Ghostly Great, and it's all good, and Datus comes in, and, does Datus come in? I think Datus comes in. Yeah, he's competent. He's competent, and he's all like,
"I fought and ripped in the cycle of
yeah,
and he goes through puberty.
Yeah, and he does cool stuff, and then they're like, so they're fighting, and they're like, "Hey, let's summon that ostrich that like came out for no reason last time." I'm like, oh, God, the ostrich again. All right, at least he'll have a better use this time. Come on. Mystic Runner. Mystic Brother. He comes in, we come in. Mystico Segreto, call in, yay! And so we're like, yay! Mystic Strike or whatever it's called. And then, like, Data's Hypod crash thing. And he's all like, ah, we blew him up. And he's dead too. And Mons Drake's all pissed off. And he's like, oh, God, really? Like, first Deraputa, now Targato. And
God, my henchmen suck as much as the show.
I know. And I'm going to take care of him myself. And then we're all, Sodanika, Gayaku, Rainbow, Rainbow, Segi, no, Nakama, Shugo. Fire Mike, because it sucks. And so, yeah. That was the end of that episode, whatever. So we're on to 15, and mine.
In chipmunk mode.
I'm sorry. I'm going as fast as I can.
I'm not saying. Sorry. I'm just stalling this. Let's just go.
Yeah. So Mondrake is like all changing. He's evolving or something, but I don't see a difference. And Bladrians are like, hey, what's going on? And we're like, hey, theme song time. And because I don't want to sing it again. And it's just that annoying. And so, okay, we're going to have soccer stuff, and we don't care about Nozomu. Nozomu sucks.
Orange Goalie.
And
Orange Goalie's like, eh?
And Commander Riker's looking through a telescope. And he's like, hey, it's a UFO. This is weird. And we're like, whatever. So it's like, hey, the air's a little bit thin. And I'm like, oh, look, now public service announcement from War Stars, Mondrake. And he's like, okay, I am Mondrake. I am taking all your oxygen. Mwahaha, you're gonna die.
Ooh.
And like, what? And like, spend your remaining time in despair. And I was like, dude, you're not Axel. Stop using that word. So like, Datus is all
it
upset.
Did make an appearance all last episode.
See, things, bad things happened. So they come out and they fight Mondrake, and they're all like, hey, you guys suck. So they get beat. Run away. Hyde has a computer for some reason, even though I thought like Datus is their computer. But whatever. And so like, oh God, oxygen's going away. We're not gonna be able to breathe. Earth's gonna die. And stuff happens. We're like, no, we have to save the world. Remember, Hoshio Mamoru wa Tenshi no Shime. I'm like, we hear you say like all the time. I'm like, please stop with that crap. And so we gotta save the Earth. Save the Earth. Let's go play soccer. Orange Goalie. We're gonna fight Mondrake.
We have to play soccer because there's gonna be a tomorrow. Yay!
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. Stop playing soccer. Stop with Nozomu. He just like sucks worse than the show. Like seriously, like, I'd rather watch the show on mute with my eyes stabbed out.
That's exactly how I watch this.
Then have to look at nose and lose. So that's how that goes down. But then, so then finally, like, they do stuff and they start fighting and they start winning somehow, just magically. And then they beat up Mons Drake. And he's all, hey, I'm going to go Ozzy Osbourne and just bite the head off this vampire bug. So then he grows, and we summon our shit. And here comes, you know, what's it called? Go Say Great. And Data's hyper, Upgrado. And like, Go Say Dragon. Go Say Phoenix. Go Say Snake. Go Say Tiger. Go Say Shock. I just wanted to do the voice again. And they're like, hey, let's do something different. Mystic Data's hyper, Upgrado. I'm like, really? Like, we got to do that again. Like, just hit the helicopter. I don't know why the helicopter, but whatever. So, like, he's going to go fight the big ship that's coming down, and they're going to fight Mons Drake. And he's all like, haha, I've, like, banished your headers. And he's like, aw, sad face. And they're all like, hey, let's bring in, like, the other headers. And so Landik, Seek, Skyke Brothers, and they're all like, aw, sad face. And because they get sent away too. And Hyperheader gets sent away, and Mystic Header gets sent, or whatever it's called. Eggheader gets sent away. And it's not like Datus, and he's like, ah, I'm just a Daiso machine again. And they're like, oh god, we're naked, Go Stay Great. And so like, no, we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up. Turn the wheel. We're going to stand back up. And all of a sudden, like, cards appear out of the sky, and, like, the headers
it's
come
like,
back.
It's like
and,
a Go Say Dragon card for some reason. I don't understand it, but whatever.
Yeah, and, like, weird things happen. Headers come out of nowhere, and they're like, hey, let's try a strategy we should have tried before. Hyper Go Say Great. Let's try
it. Yeah.
Like, I forgot we had this. So Hyper Go Say Great comes in. Hypa had the Psycho. Oh, look, we killed Mons Drake. Damn, we're going to shorten this episode and gone home and had tea.
Tea break number 3.
Yeah, and fix this. So now, like, the oxygen's coming back, and we're like, ah, memory fly card, memory wash card, memory berry card. Everyone's memory is gone. And then Will Riker's all fat guy face. And then we get all like, he's like, hey, what am I doing? I forgot now. And then we're like, hey, that's soccer time. Let's get some orange goalie. And we're all happy. It's like, hey, it's like we powered up because we trained. And it's like, this is weird. Shut up. Like, you need to stop. And then it's all Sora ni kaga yaku rainbow, et cetera, et cetera. And preview for next episode, someone's coming to kill him. Spoiler alert. It's got big claws on his wrist.
Epic all at the time.
Dynamic all at the time.
We forgot about Fat Man Face.
So he said
I said Fat Man Face.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Maggot?
So, I got it. Okay, that's right.
But yeah, I mean, 14 was just, like, retarded, and I couldn't wait for it to get over, like, and I actually watched it twice, a second time, just so I could do the summary, and it made me sad. I kept waiting for it to end.
I'm sorry you had to watch it twice.
You should be. And then I did 15, and 15 was like, oh, this is a little bit better, but it's better by Ghost Asia standards, which isn't saying much.
Believe it or not, you haven't watched 14 is Decade's fault since we had to talk about him last time. So for once, we can't say, well, Naito Decade-o.
Decade-o. I think the third time we did that this show. So I'll pass it off to the people who haven't been talking for the past 20 minutes.
All right, I'll go in quick since we have time shortage. 14 was a literal piece of shit. I hated it. It was Ghost Age at its worst. The whole episode, I was like, god damn it, fuck. Is this over yet? I want to watch Double. Leave me alone. And then 15, like we said, better by Ghost Age standard. I was like, that was all right. And then Double was on. I'm like, Ghost Age sucks again. My problem is that there's no real motivation behind War Stars versus Ghost Agers. We don't have their motivation, so there's no emotional backing behind any of the conflict. They're just good versus evil. Let's fight. It's MMPR Season 1 all over again. Fat Man Face Orange Gully pissed me off. They should have waited and introduced Hyper Ghost Age Great in this episode because it would have made more sense instead of just forgetting their most powerful formation. So overall, a big piece of shit and then a little piece of shit.
Let's see what Data thinks about this.
See, all he knows is that it's him.
And apparently Datus is the most competent member of the team. Like, the Ghost Sagers are like, fuck, we're dead. And Datus is like, fine, I'll just beat the shit out of him because I'm just a little tiny badass.
Anyway, all right, your turn.
Yeah, I don't really need to say much more than what you just said. Big piece of shit, little piece of shit. Thankfully, with what we know about Ghostly Knight's backstory, with the Jew or whatever it's called, and then that
you're
happened.
A Jew.
The Jew Ranger.
With that being the next set of villains, so we actually have some sort of motivation this time, kind of. I don't understand the purpose of Warstar. Like, why not just make the entire I don't know.
There was no purpose. They're just like, we're evil, we're good. Fight now. Fight. Fight. Like, so I have to say, like, there's no
reason. I feel like the past 15 episodes have just been like, hey, let's introduce all of our toys, and then let's do a story.
Maybe.
That's what I feel like it's been. And
if that happens, I will be smiley face.
Yeah, because if it's just like, hey, here's all the toys, okay, now a story, then
it's as if they let Bandai write the first 15 episodes while they came up with the story.
That's probably what happened. They were like, oh, crap, we don't have a story for the show yet. Okay, toy commercials for 15 episodes, and then we'll do a story. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I hope it gets better, because this is kind of sad. Like, Shin Kendra was my first Sentai, and it was so cool.
Yeah.
And, I went back and I watched Magi, which was awesome, and I'm watching Geki right now. But,
it's even more awesome.
But just, I don't know, this, right after the heels of Shin Kendra is just sad. But, if you're a fan of Ghost Ager for some reason...
Please explain what's wrong with you.
I think Ghost Ager's got, it's got the same thing that happened to Go Wander. Like, we had Geki Ranger, and it was like, oh god, we cannot top this crap. So then it, like, went all crappy.
Yeah, but I said this before, and sure, Go Wander was kind of crappy also, but it had more character development, I feel. It had a lot more reasoning behind everything by this
point. It actually did. It really did.
Like, there was a reason for the guy arc. They, like, wanted to pollute shit, and even the fucking Zords got, or Mecha got, more character development than these Ghost Agers.
What we brought up earlier. Datus has more character development than
Go Wander was
than
better.
Most of the Ghost Agers. The only Ghost Ager we've really had a decent amount of backstory on is Hyde. And the only backstory we've got on him is that he had a partner that died.
Yeah.
And who looks remarkably like Deca Green.
Yeah, I don't know how
Red
that happened.
Or Alata taught Dumbo and...
Dumbo taught Alata.
And they forgot about it, apparently, because
they
had their memories.
Things,
but generalizers.
They forget things,
like,
and
this
we
is
don't
the
know
last
crap
where
about
again.
The Landix. Like, they had, like, three episodes named after them, and we don't know nothing.
All we know is that Monet is just a total bitch, and she's like, I can do this by myself, even though she can't, because she's just a poor man's Kotoha.
And then Ugly is like,
I'm ugly, and I have the best
I'm
suit.
I'm sorry that my sister's a bitch. Well,
yeah, he's just apologizing for her. He's just running around apologizing.
So, yeah, crap and crap.
Yeah, because I honestly was enjoying Go Wander more by this point.
What episode did you say Knight's appearing? 18?
18.
Crap.
Far away.
Hopefully this new villain group is more entertaining, because otherwise we've still got like another month until things get cool.
Otherwise, if it's not more entertaining, we still got like a whole year before things get cool when they announce the anniversary series.
Yeah, that's true.
Buy shit Sentai. That's what it'll be. Well, actually, this is that one. Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Alright, so episode 4 of Green with Evil did air, but episode 5 is airing this weekend.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and wait and partner them up because it's MMPR.
You don't care.
No one really cares at this point.
Yeah, we'll just go over it quickly next time because we're kind of short on time, kind of like last time, because we wanted to enjoy the summaries of those. So, yeah, we'll just go over it next week. Yep. You can wait. You've already seen it if you're any kind of a man or woman.
You'd already would have seen it when you were a little kid in a much
better
form.
You would have enjoyed it more when you were little.
That's a discussion for next week's episode. We'll also be covering Ghost Ager 16, sadly, and Double 37. Yes.
So, and whatever news there is.
And what do you have? Whatever news?
Whatever exclusives get revealed.
Yeah, whatever exclusive
week.
Bandai decides to throw up this weekend.
And whatever new memory box comes out.
So we'll go ahead and see you guys next weekend. Of course, as always, any comments, please send them to ridersrangersandrambles@gmail.com. And
next time we'll also talk about the requirements for guests.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll probably be starting guests, this is episode 3, maybe about 5 or 6. So yeah. We'll get that all situated and talk about it next episode. So until then, take care and have a great one.
Don't tell me what to do.
I just did.
Jerk.
Bastard.